Welcome to the GCSE Art and Design Study Podcast. I'm your tutor today, and we're diving into one of the most exciting and hands-on topics in the OCR specification, printed textiles. That's topic 4.1. Whether you're working on your portfolio right now or prepping for your externally set task, this episode will give you everything you need to know, from core techniques and key practitioners, all the way through to exam tips and a quick-fire recall quiz at the end. So grab a notebook and let's get started. Let's begin with the big picture. Printed textile sits within the OCR GCSE Art and Design specification, and it's assessed entirely through coursework and the externally set task. There's no written exam for this component. That means your portfolio is your exam. Every mark you earn comes from the work you produce and the thinking you show behind it. The four assessment objectives, AO1, AO2, AO3, and AO4, are each worth 25% of your total marks. So balance is absolutely key. You can't afford to neglect any one of them. Now let's break down what each assessment objective actually means for printed textiles. AO1 is about developing your ideas through contextual and cultural research. This means studying real textile designers and artists, understanding their methods and concepts, and, crucially, letting that research genuinely shape your own work. Examiners want to see that you've engaged with practitioners intellectually, not just copied their visual style. They're looking for what we call critical understanding. Can you explain why a designer made the choices they did and how that connects to your own creative decisions? AO2 is about refining your work through experimentation and technical skill. This is where your printing techniques come in. You need to show that you've systematically explored different methods, block printing, screen printing, mono printing, digital sublimation, and that you understand how the physical properties of ink and fabric affect your outcomes. Examiners credit evidence of intentional manipulation. That means showing test prints, registration experiments, color mixing trials, not just the perfect final piece. AO3 is about recording your ideas, observations, and insights. Primary source recording is essential here. That means drawing from real objects, photographing textures, sketching from nature, whatever your theme demands. The key word is primary. Examiners will not award full marks for work based on internet images or generic clip art. Your drawings and photographs must directly inform your motif development. AO4 is about presenting a personal and meaningful response. Your final printed textile outcome needs to resolve your line of inquiry. It should feel like the logical, considered conclusion of all the research, experimentation, and development that came before it. Technical competence matters here. Registration accuracy, color opacity, composition quality. Right, now let's talk about the actual printing techniques you need to know inside out. Block printing is one of the oldest and most tactile methods. You carve a design into a block, traditionally wood, but in school you'll most often use lino, apply ink with a roller, and press it onto fabric or paper. The beauty of block printing is the slight imperfection it creates, the texture of the carved surface, the variation in ink coverage. These qualities can be exploited intentionally to create organic, handmade aesthetics. Reduction lino is a more advanced variation where you progressively cut away more of the block between each color layer, creating complex multicolor prints from a single block. The catch? Once you've cut, you can't go back. So planning is everything. Screen printing, also called silk screen printing, uses a mesh screen stretched over a frame. A stencil, either hand-cut or photochemically produced, blocks ink from passing through in certain areas. You then use a squeegee to force ink through the open mesh onto the fabric below. Screen printing is brilliant for bold, flat areas of color and is the technique behind most commercial textile printing. For GCSE, you might use simple paper stencils or drawing fluid and screen filler to create your stencil. The key technical challenge is registration, lining up each color layer precisely so your design doesn't blur or shift. Mono printing is exactly what it sounds like. You create a single, unique print. You apply ink to a flat surface, a glass plate, or an acrylic sheet, manipulate it with tools, textures, or your fingers, then press paper or fabric onto it to transfer the image. Because no fixed matrix is used, every monoprint is one of a kind. This makes it fantastic for exploratory, expressive work, and it's a great technique to use in your development pages to generate unexpected textures and marks that you can then translate into more controlled printing methods. Digital sublimation is the most contemporary of the four techniques. You design digitally, using software like Adobe Photoshop or Illustrator. Print the design onto special transfer paper using sublimation inks, then use a heat press to transfer the design onto synthetic fabric, usually polyester. The heat turns the ink into a gas, which bonds permanently with the synthetic fibers. The result is a vibrant, photographic quality print that won't crack or peel. For your portfolio, digital sublimation is a great way to show your understanding of contemporary industry practice, and it pairs beautifully with hand-drawn primary source imagery that you scan and develop digitally. Now, repeat structures. This is a topic that comes up again and again in OCR mark schemes, and it's one where candidates regularly lose marks by not demonstrating enough variety or intentionality. A block repeat is the simplest structure. Your motif is repeated in a straight grid, aligned both horizontally and vertically. It creates a formal, structured feel. A half-drop repeat offsets alternating columns of the motif by half a unit vertically. This creates a more dynamic, flowing quality. Think of how brickwork looks, but running vertically. It's widely used in wallpaper and fabric design. A brick repeat does the same thing horizontally. Alternating rows are offset by half a unit. This is literally how bricks are laid, and it creates a similar sense of movement and rhythm across the surface. A mirror repeat reflects the motif, either horizontally, vertically, or both, to create symmetrical patterns. This can produce very elegant, formal designs, and it's particularly associated with traditional textile traditions like Persian carpet design. The examiner wants to see you consciously choose between these structures and explain why. I used a half-drop repeat because the offset creates a sense of organic movement that reflects the natural growth patterns in my primary source drawings of ferns. That's the kind of annotation that earns marks. Let's talk about key practitioners. You need to study at least two or three designers in depth, and your choice should connect meaningfully to your own project theme. William Morris is the essential starting point for any printed textile student. Working in the second half of the 19th century, Morris was a founding figure of the arts and crafts movement. His designs, Strawberry Thief, Willow Bough, Acanthus, are characterized by intricate, nature-inspired motifs arranged in complex repeat structures, often using traditional block printing methods. What makes Morris relevant for AO1 is not just his visual style, but his philosophy. He believed that everyday objects should be beautiful, that craft and art were inseparable, and that the industrial mass production of his era was destroying both. Engaging with these ideas will give your annotation real intellectual depth. Lucienne Day is a brilliant 20th century choice. Her 1951 design Calyx, created for the Festival of Britain, was a landmark moment in British textile design, bringing modernist abstraction into domestic interiors. Day used screen printing to achieve bold, graphic forms with flat areas of color. Her work is a great counterpoint to Morris. Where Morris looked to nature and history, Day embraced contemporary art movements like abstract expressionism and the work of artists like Joan Miró and Alexander Calder. For a contemporary practitioner, consider Orla Kiley, whose signature stem print became one of the most recognizable textile designs of the early 2000s. Kiley's work demonstrates how a simple, stylized motif derived from observation of natural forms can be developed into a powerful commercial identity through thoughtful repeat structures and a carefully controlled color palette. Her work is also a great example of the relationship between surface pattern design and product application. Now, some crucial exam technique advice. The most common mistake I see in portfolios is what examiners call pastiche work, where a candidate has essentially copied a practitioner's visual style without engaging with their ideas or methods. If your work looks like William Morris, but your annotations just say, "I was inspired by William Morris's use of flowers," you will not access the higher mark bands for AO1. You need to show that you've analyzed why Morris used specific motifs, how his printing method influenced the visual qualities of his work, and how that understanding has shaped your own creative decisions. The second big mistake is presenting only perfect outcomes. Your development pages should show the full iterative process, including test prints that didn't work, registration errors, color experiments that you rejected, and why. Examiners are specifically instructed to credit evidence of systematic exploration. A portfolio that shows only polished final pieces with no visible process cannot achieve the top marks for AO2. The third mistake is a disconnect between primary source recording and final outcome. If your sketchbook is full of drawings of architectural details, but your final print uses a generic floral motif, examiners will notice, and marks will be lost across AO3 and AO4. Every element of your final design should be traceable back to your primary source work. For annotation, use the command word explain as your default register. Don't just describe what you've done, explain why you made each decision. I chose screen printing over block printing because the flat areas of color it produces complement the geometric quality of my motifs, which were derived from my observational drawings of Islamic tile work. That single sentence addresses AO2, AO3, and AO1 simultaneously. When you're working on your externally set task, you'll have a preparation period followed by a 10-hour supervised period. Use your preparation time to complete as much primary source recording and contextual research as possible. In the supervised period, focus on demonstrating technical control and producing a resolved final outcome. Time management is critical. Don't spend the first 8 hours on development and rush the final piece.
Right, let's do a quick fire recall quiz. I'll ask the question, give you a few seconds to think, then give you the answer. Question one, name the four assessment objectives for OCR GCSE Art and Design and their percentage weightings. Ready? The answer is AO1, developing ideas through contextual research, 25%. AO2, refining work through experimentation and technical skill, 25%. AO3, recording ideas and observations, 25%. AO4, presenting a personal and meaningful response, 25%. Question two, what is the key difference between a half drop repeat and a brick repeat? The answer is a half drop repeat offsets alternating columns by half a unit vertically, while a brick repeat offsets alternating rows by half a unit horizontally. Question three, what is digital sublimation and what type of fabric does it work best on? The answer is, digital sublimation is a process where a design is printed onto transfer paper using sublimation inks, then transferred to fabric using heat and pressure. The ink turns to gas and bonds permanently with the fibers. It works best on synthetic fabrics, particularly polyester. Question four, name one key design principle from William Morris's Arts and Crafts philosophy that is relevant to printed textiles. The answer, Morris believed that everyday objects should be beautiful, that craft and art were inseparable, and that the design process should honor traditional handmaking methods. Any one of these, explained in context, would earn marks for AO1. Question five, what does the term registration mean in screen printing? The answer, registration refers to the precise alignment of each color layer when printing. Good registration ensures that successive color passes line up accurately with each other, producing a clean, sharp final print. So to summarize today's episode, printed textiles is assessed entirely through your portfolio and externally set task, with each of the four assessment objectives worth 25%. You need to demonstrate genuine critical engagement with practitioners, not just visual copying, systematic exploration of printing techniques, including block, screen, mono, and digital sublimation, strong primary source recording that directly informs your motif development, and a technically competent final outcome that resolves your line of inquiry. Use repeat structures consciously and annotate your choices. Show your process, including the experiments that didn't work, and always ask yourself, can I explain why I made this decision? Thank you so much for listening. Good luck with your portfolio. You've got this. See you in the next episode.